This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. 30 verses, 30 days, day 6. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 66, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ أَقَامُوا التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَأَكَلُوا مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ مِنْهُمْ أُمَّةٌ مُقْتَصِدَةٌ وَكَثِيرٌ مِنْهُمْ سَاءَ مَا يَعْمَلُونَ. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the people of the book, and He wants to send us a message through this particular comment that He makes about the people of the book. And He wants to send them a message as well. Allah says, if the people of the book would have established the Torah, the Tawrat, and they would have established the Injil as well, i.e. the Bible, and whatever else Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to them, they would have ate from above them, they would have ate from below them. And then Allah continues on and tells us that from them are people who are good, and a lot of them do a lot of evil as well. So what He's saying here is that if the people of the book would have taken the rulings and injunctions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent seriously, and they would have abided by them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have blessed their lives. And that's what He means when He says, لَأَكَلُوا مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ. They would have ate from above them, and they would have ate from below them. Ibn Abbas, he explained, this means that Allah would have sent rain down for them, i.e. from above, for the crops to grow, and that would be eating from above and eating from below. And other mufassirin, they said other things. They said it generally means, it's a metaphor referring to general blessing within provision that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have given to them. Now I looked at the Tawrat itself to find where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this, and I found this in Deuteronomy, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Jews, and in extension obviously the Christians as well, He says, if you pay attention to these laws, and what are these laws? These are the Ten Commandments and the commandments that came after it. All of that is in Deuteronomy, the book of Deuteronomy. So He says, if you pay attention to these laws and are careful to follow them, then the Lord your God will keep His covenant of love with you as He swore to your ancestors. He will love you and bless you and increase your numbers. He will bless the fruit of your womb, i.e. the children, the crops of your land, your grain, new wine and olive oil, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks in the land He swore to your ancestors to give you. You will be blessed more than any other people. None of your men or women will be childless, nor will any of your livestock be without young. The Lord will keep you from every disease. And that's the reason why I'm bringing this verse up today. One of the things that Allah promised the people of the book is, if you establish the book of Allah, if you establish the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you follow the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you avoid the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, the Lord will keep you from every disease. He will not inflict on you the horrible diseases you knew in Egypt, but He will inflict them on all who hate you. My dear brothers and sisters, we are living through a very, very difficult time. A time in which we can barely even step out of the home. A time in which we have a world which has advancements that human history has never seen. But at the same time, with all those advancements, all of human civilization has been paralyzed by a virus that the naked eye cannot see. And this is a reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you and I to turn back to Him. Because He told the Israelites, and He told also the Christians thereafter, that if you establish the laws of Allah, if you follow the injunctions of Allah, He will keep you from disease, and He will give you in multifolds, and He will bless you as well. Sometimes we think within the type of world that we're living in, the world which is completely empirical, the world where everything needs to be tried and tested, where the world, a world which only knows the physical means, we forget that Allah has means which are beyond the physical means. Everything in this world was going fine up until a couple of months ago, and suddenly everything came down collapsing, one economy at a time, one airlines at a time, and so on and so forth. And then the whole world kind of just came to a screeching halt. Allah can do that. Allah has the power to do that. He can start it all back up again as well. But what He wants from us, and He's giving us a warning, He wants from us to turn back to Him. He wants us to repent back to Him. He wants us to accept that we have made mistakes and correct our path. Allah doesn't want us to go through difficulty, but Allah wants to send reminders, and those reminders, the people who have hearts take heed from. You see, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, now that people are living through poverty around the world, some people, I mean, it's been a couple of months now, we're going from a crisis of corona to a crisis which is beyond that, and that's a hunger crisis, because people are finding it hard to find food now. You know, people that happen to be living month to month, paycheck to paycheck, now they have come to a point where they cannot even find food. There are people being evicted from their homes. Allah can switch all of that around, but what He wants you and I to do is to follow this generic law that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to every single nation, just as I showed you to the people of the book and us as well, as Allah says in the Quran, مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fears Allah, Allah will make a path out for him, and He will provide for him from directions that he never ever imagined. Among the means of provision, my dear brothers and sisters, is that Allah gives us good health, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us good wealth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a place to stay and a place and food to eat as well. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to turn back to Him, to take heed from the warnings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends us, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to establish the injunctions, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to avoid the prohibitions and follow Him and be among the people of taqwa. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.